Retail really is about an offer to customers. It's how well we deliver it and how it's core. We as individuals play a role in creating a connection with our customers, or with our colleagues, or with our friends, or our teammates. It is so true, I sort of share myself and my friends in the history of retail, what it means to really put people first and how that impacts the way we think about abundance, the future of work. The future of work is all about growth, disruption, innovation, and change, and they're very much about you and rectifying issues. We focus heavily on doing the right thing by our team, paying compound interest of 10% rather than FCA's recommended rate of simple interest, paying superannuation underpayments at the rate of 10% rather than 9.5%. And in the balance of our mistake, we can really clearly see that why no company, large or small, can take its eye off the ball when it comes to investment in system and process. This is the only advantage of technology and robotization will play an important role. It will allow us to bring to life the care factor that is so important. And if I think about the central world, this is important to me because it really speaks to our authenticity and that's what presence and leaders have to really focus on. And as a managing director, it's something that I take incredibly seriously and take absolute responsibility for. As an employer of 46,000 people, we're at 16,000 over that, we have an incredibly diverse workforce. It's intergenerational in every possible way that you can imagine. Team members who are still at school, through team members who are now in their mid-80s. In fact, over the past few weeks, we celebrate one of our team members who has just completed 60 years of service to the business, which is absolutely incredible. As one of Australia's largest employers of people over 60, right through to the things that we do from the employment point of view and connecting the gaps with our team members, we see the opportunity to bring to life the future of work that we didn't do with our entire mind. We believe that truly intergenerational nature of our workforce is a real strategic advantage. And coupled with our investment in learning and development, our fun, inclusive, and caring culture creates a unique work and community space for our team members to get down work to grow, so our customers can come and shop and learn and be inspired and find ways to inspire the future generation of work, the future generation of employees, to join our organisation to continue to foster an amazing and connected organisation for years to come. When I think about the future of work, our challenge is one that is operating on many facets. Our retention rates are high. There's no question that we're just still having a new problem. When it comes to attracting new talent, particularly those with skills and such high demand as future work and employees. In the case of retail, employees often see it as a stopgap until they get a real job. And of course, young millennials and increasingly Generation Z don't have a natural relationship with funds, mainly due to their stage in life. To combat this, our marketing, communications, PR, and talent acquisition strategies must evolve so that we can win the hearts and minds of this generation. Winning the perception war is critical because we're in a real battle for talent, for some of these specialized skills through infrastructure supply and supply demand. It is also the next generation of leaders who are going to help us evolve our offer in ways that remain relevant well into the future for our customers and ensure our long-term success. However, we do know from our research that we can get these talent into abundance. They will put down roots and grow because we offer so much of what this generation is looking for from an employer. Secondly, digitization and new technologies clearly change the way we are all shopping, both in store and online. While technology is driving rapid rate of change, it is not technology for the sake of technology alone. At Bunnings, we talk about shopping. We touch our customers' shopping needs over our whole lives, from school age through all life stages. Coming back to my earlier point, this is about people and connection, not about a transaction. Technology should make our jobs easier and create more opportunities for our teams to be more creative, responsive, and more productive, and deliver better experiences to our customers and a more enjoyable place to work. For our business, the first step has been creating human design, human-centered, or leading, I should say, human-centered design, and changing our ways of working, including agile and rapid prototyping, always testing and learning to accelerate our successes and lead to our failures. At the forefront of this change has been a highly talented group of people, including experienced Bunnings team members from all parts of our business, along with new team members who bring digital data and analytics capabilities to the table, all coming together to solve problems. Everyone has been trained in new ways of working so we can find the right problems and solve them with technology, digital and data as key enablers. Some of the things that team members are thinking about now include how we can support traditional how-to videos and augmented reality, use AI for customer holograms to help plan and deliver projects in and around the home. And of course, new technologies, digitization, and analytics is not simply about selling more numbers, it's about working smarter. We are introducing technology in many ways in helping us to improve the way we run our business. AI and machine learning can help us recruit and identify high potential talent. The human capital management system to Christ, that's the immediate question.